Chapter 3. Lexi's stomach churned as she heard the sirens getting closer and closer. It wasn't the sight of the two bodies so much. She was getting kind of used to stumbling over dead bodies. But the arrival of her homicide detective fiancé that made her nervous. Jack had a tendency to get irritated with the way Lexi seemed to be a murder magnet. And with the wedding so close, she didn't want to rock the boat. Two black and whites pulled to the curb, along with an unmarked police car with Jack at the wheel, and his partner John Darling riding shotgun. Lexi saw Jack's eyes narrow as he recognized her car, and she steeled herself with a deep breath. Lexi got out and leaned against the car. Her top teeth worried her bottom lip as she watched Jack come toward her. She had to admit, his tall frame, broad shoulders, and ruggedly handsome face still made her heart flutter. She just hoped he wouldn't be too mad.
"You called us in?"
He raised a brow at her. Lexi nodded.
"Two bodies?"
He glanced back at the building where John was organizing the rest of the crew. Lexi nodded again.
"Geez, Lexi, now you're finding them in batches."
Jack shook his head and turned to start back across the street. Then he stopped, turned back toward her, and took a step closer. He tucked a stray hair behind her ear, and her heart swelled when she saw the concern in his honey brown eyes.
"Don't leave. We're going to need to question you."
He brushed his lips quickly against her forehead, then jogged back to Chez Philippe, disappearing through the front door and leaving Lexi to wonder what the heck had happened in there. Lexi glanced into her car at her wedding dress, feeling selfishly happy that she hadn't left it in the store, where it might be confiscated as evidence. The thought gave her a pang of guilt when she realized Veronica's dress might not be so lucky. Was it in there, covered in blood? She couldn't remember what the room had looked like, or what was in there. She'd been so focused on determining if either of them was alive. Either way, Veronica would never get the chance to wear it. Suddenly stricken with an overwhelming curiosity, she stood on her tiptoes, craning to see if she could make out what was going on inside. Jack probably wouldn't like it if she barged right in, though. So she took out her phone and called Nan's instead. Not that long ago, Lexi discovered that Nan's and three of her friends, Ida, Ruth, and Helen, had an unusual hobby. They liked to solve murders. They were actually quite serious about it, and even had a name for themselves, the Ladies Detective Club. That hobby had really come in handy when Lexi had been accused of poisoning her ex-boyfriend. Since then, the five of them had gone on to solve several other murders. Lexi had to admit, she had a fondness and a bit of a talent for solving murders, even if Jack took a dim view of her extracurricular activities. Nan's would never forgive her if she found out Lexi had stumbled across more bodies and didn't call right away. "Hello?" Nan's answered the phone, and Lexi could hear a din of conversation in the background. "Hi, Nan's, it's Lexi." "Oh, hi, dear. I forgot to look at caller ID again. How are you?"
"Good," Lexi said. "I have some interesting news."
"Hold on, dear." Lexi could have sworn she heard someone yell bingo before the sounds on the other end were muffled by Nan's hand covering the mouthpiece. A few seconds later, Nan's came back on.
"Sorry, dear. I had to go outside because I couldn't hear."
"Are you at bingo again?" Lexi asked.
"Yes,"
Nan said sheepishly.
"Ida just won $100. That's a lot when you're on a fixed budget with only Social Security checks to support you."
"I'm sure it is." A movement over in the store caught Lexi's eye and she lowered her voice. "Never mind about that, though. I have something exciting to tell you."
"Oh, what?"
"Remember how I told you I was bringing my dress back to Chez Philippe tonight?"
"Yes."
Nan's drew out the middle of the word.
Well, you won't believe what I found, Lexi said.
What?
Nans was starting to sound aggravated, and Lexi could almost picture her making a circling gesture with her hand to indicate Lexi should move it along. Philippe Montague and Veronica Maynard. Lexi paused for effect.
In a compromising position?
Nans asked, sounding much more interested. No. Dead. Nans gasped on the other end of the phone.
Did you say dead?
Yep.
But who would want to kill them?
Nans asked. That's what I was wondering, Lexi said. Jack's inside investigating the scene right now.
What? And you're not in there?
Nans practically yelled into the phone. No. He told me to stay here. Lexi looked over at the doorway again. She really wanted to know what was going on in there.
You need to get in there and listen to what they are saying. Find out what the clues are. Memorize the crime scene,
Nans instructed.
Otherwise, how do you expect us to solve the murders?
Lexi pressed her lips together, trying to remember Jack's words. He hadn't actually said not to go in there. He'd just said not to leave, which meant it was perfectly fine for her to go in. Okay, I'm going in. I'll call you later. Lexi snapped the phone shut, walked over to the shop door, opened it, and strode in like she belonged there. No one questioned her entrance, so Lexi snuck into the back room and slid into a corner, wedging herself in between a dress form and the counter. The form was fully clothed in a hoop skirt wedding gown, which she hoped would hide her. Jack was busy bending over the body with John and the medical examiner, Naomi Spriggs. Several crime scene investigators were busy taking pictures, dusting for prints, and putting down yellow plastic cards with numbers on them. No one paid any attention to her. She craned her neck to see what was going on over by the bodies. Naomi was pointing at different parts of the bodies, presumably the parts where the blood was coming out. With a start, Lexi realized she didn't even know what had killed them. She tilted her ear toward the trio, hoping to hear what they were saying. Gunshot wound here and here, Naomi said. John stood up and walked to the back of the room. Lexi noticed there was a back door right behind him. He made a motion like he was holding a gun. Some of his words drifted over to Lexi.
Killer stood.
From what she could gather, he was saying the killer must have come in the back door and stood where John was, firing the shots from there. So they were killed with a gun.
And he probably ran back out.
Jack's deep baritone carried over to Lexi. Naomi stood up and pointed to something on the opposite side of the bodies.
Well then, what about that?
And these? A crime scene tech pointed to several places on the floor leading out into the front room. Lexi craned to see what she was pointing at. She cringed when she saw the smudged area of blood and subsequent footprints leading to the front, realizing it was she who had smudged the blood. Looking down at her shoe, she recoiled when she saw the smear of dark red on tan suede. Her elbow jerked out and hit the dress form, which teetered precariously before crashing loudly to the floor. Everyone in the room jerked their heads in Lexi's direction, making her feel like she'd been caught running naked down Main Street. Her cheeks burned, and she managed a smile and finger wave.
Lexi, what are you doing in here?
Jack's forehead pleated between dark, masculine brows. Oh, I thought you said to stick around. Lexi plastered a look of innocence on her face. Jack's eyes narrowed.
I think you knew I meant to stick around outside.
Jack's partner, John Darling, stood behind Jack, his long ponytail cascading down the front of his leather jacket. He laughed good-naturedly and jabbed Jack in the arm.
I think she's got you there, buddy,
he said. then turned to Lexi. Hey, Lexi, how's it going?
Good. You?
Lexi favored John with a genuine smile. Not only had she known the long-haired detective as long as she'd known Jack, but he was married to her best friend, Cassie. She considered him a good friend.
Never better,
he replied.
I see you're up to your usual tricks of finding bodies.
Lexi cringed as she watched Jack and Naomi examine the bloody footsteps. Those look like high heels, Naomi said. Jack cut his eyes to Lexi, then dropped them to her shoes. There was no mistaking the blood on one of them.
When I saw the bodies, I rushed over to see if they were still alive.
Lexi held her foot out.
I slid in the blood. Once I knew they were dead, I didn't want to sit in here with them, so I ran outside to my car to call 911.
Well, you're going to have to take that shoe.
Jack motioned to one of the crime scene investigators.
Take the shoe from Ms. Baker and bag it up as evidence. Check the other shoe, too. If there's blood on it, take...
Ah! His instructions were interrupted by a shriek in the doorway. Lexi jerked her head in the direction of the shriek, just in time to see Millie, Montague's seamstress, drop a tray of Starbucks coffees on the floor. The lids popped off, and the brown liquid was spreading toward the crime scene.
Damn it! Don't let that contaminate the crime scene, Jack yelled. Why isn't that front room secured?
Someone scurried to clean up the coffee mess, and a uniformed officer from the front room poked his head in.
Sorry, Detective. The room is secure. She came in through a side door.
Millie's hands flew up to her cheeks, and she stood frozen in the doorway, staring at the bloody mess. Lexi saw Jack suck in a deep breath.
Okay, take her out front and find her a place to sit. I'll be out to talk to her in a minute.
Jack turned back to the bodies, and Lexi took off her shoe and handed it to the CSI, then lifted the other shoe for his inspection. That one turned up clean, so she didn't have to hand it over, but her stomach tightened when she saw her expensive Jimmy Choo in the evidence bag. Would she ever get it back? Out of the corner of her eye, Lexi saw Jack heading out into the front room, and she slipped into the room behind him. Hobbling, off kilter with only one shoe, she was careful to stay out of his direct line of sight, but close enough so she could hear the interrogation. Millie was seated on a white tufted bench, the same bench Lexi had sat on during her first visit. To her left was a rack of wedding gowns. Jack pulled a chair up opposite her and leaned toward her. Lexi could see the older woman was visibly shaken.
Are you okay to answer some questions? He asked in a soothing, low voice.
Millie nodded, dabbing at the corner of her eye with a tissue she'd pulled from the table beside her.
Okay, Jack said as he pulled out a small spiral-bound notebook. What's your name and relation to Mr. Montague?
I'm Millie Townsend, Mr. Montague's seamstress, she sniffed.
How long have you worked for Montague?
Millie pressed her lips together.
Oh, well, I'd say at least 20 years.
Jack scribbled in the pad.
Do you know of anyone that would want to kill him?
Lordy, no. Millie blanched. Everyone loved Philippe. He was a nice man.
And what are you doing here at night?
I came in for some extra work. Mr. Montague was meeting with some clients that needed dress alterations.
Does he meet with clients at night often?
Millie fretted with the tissue in her hand, looking down instead of at Jack.
No, but there was an, altercation this afternoon, and he set up special meetings because of that.
An altercation?
Jack straightened in his chair.
Yes, Veronica Maynard, I believe that's who is in there.
Millie pointed her chin toward the back room, and tears spilled out of her eyes. Jack gave her a few seconds to compose herself, as he scribbled in his notepad.
Did Mr. Montague have an altercation with Miss Maynard?
Jack asked.
Goodness, no. The altercation was between Miss Maynard and another bride.
Oh, really? Jack's voice was piqued with interest, causing a sinking sensation in Lexi's chest. What was the fight about?
Millie blushed. Well, I really don't eavesdrop. You could hear them yelling all the way in the back room, though. But I only heard the tail end of the fight. If I'd known what was going to happen, I might have taken it more seriously.
Why is that?
Jack asked. Because I heard Miss Veronica say she'd stop the other bride from wearing the dress if it was the last thing she did.
Lexi could practically see Jack's ears perk up, and she started to back slowly out of the room. Jack leaned closer to Millie and put his hand over hers.
Now, think carefully, Millie. Do you know who the other bride was?
Why, sure, Millie said.
Lexi's blood froze as the older woman pointed her index finger in Lexi's direction.
She's standing right over there.